last night in my dreamings, woke me from the animals of my other bodies, told me life's learnings shall now proceed from love, that pain has given up the sway. Already, a strange snow has been falling from the chaos. Like those wondrous times, the world is unsure, and the day gives off great flakes from its somber skies, living feathers that then slowly settle upon fields of inanimate earth. And like those flakes of snow, the magicians came down from the skies of their mother's wombs into worlds they each created then and there as tiny babies, who melted at birth and dissolved through years into pools of half-conscious self-talk, absorbed themselves within the heaving fields like glowworms before sunrise, or sleepwalkers returning to their beds. Now, the magicians are quietly dreaming themselves into realities where strange new categories of day and night are populated by wonderful new kinds of human beings. The she-owl cried out in my wilderness, "They have settled and are here, acting, working beneath the common sight, building their floors, making maps and choices, driving old cars into light, steadily forming awakened worlds, doing their magician's business."